All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that earn. I hope that you have repented, you got baptized, you're starting your life over. I pray that your relationship with the Most High is getting better. And I hope that your life turns around for the better as well, all right? Now, in today's message, I want to discuss about God will restore your joy. You have promised joy. You know, in life, we go through so much twists and turns and ups and downs. You know, life is thick. You know, life is, it could take you in a lot of directions, you know, whether through our choices that we have made or through things out of our control. At the end of the day, it's very important that you go through all types of phases because everything's a learning experience and you get a lot of wisdom out of it. But certain people have went through very difficult times or hardships or certain shocks or traumas or unexpected events that have made you, it probably made you feel really bad on the inside. It probably still haunts you. It probably bothers you deep down inside, probably affects your emotions heavy. And you probably have a hard way or a challenging way of coping with it or moving past it or what have you. But I'm just here to let you know that God will restore your joy and to not dwell on your past too much, to not hold on to things so much, you know, to learn how to let things go and to forgive and to handle things with more grace and love, you know, not let bad situations get the best of you. I think sometimes when things don't go in our favor, things don't go our way, a lot of times people get very discouraged and hurt by it. A lot of people tend to have a wax heart from it. Their hearts wax cold from it. And certain people just tend to be unforgiving. But God wants you to move with more grace and love. He wants you to also have joy. God wants you to enjoy your life and get the best out of life. But sometimes we make things more hard than it is. We make things more difficult. We get in our own way and we keep leaning on our own understanding. Once we just seek God more, God will give us more options and ways of enjoying life better and having more joy and inner peace on the inside, because a lot of people today lack joy and a lot of people today lack inner peace, you know, but God wants us to have that real powerful joy that the world can't give you, you know? So what I would love to do is just read some scriptures based off promised joy and how much it could benefit you and just go from there, okay? Because I feel like a lot of people need to get their joy back. A lot of people need to get back to living and enjoying things better, you know? So here we go. The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said to them, go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The book of Psalm 16, verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. The book of Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. The book of Psalm 89, verse 16. In your name, they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness, they are exalted. The book of Psalm 126, verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. The book of Psalm 132, verse 16. Her priests also I will clothe with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. The book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. The book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 10. And the ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. The book of John, chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 24. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 13. But now I come to you, And these things I speak in the world so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. The book of Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The book of Psalm 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. The book of Psalm 126, verse 5 through 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 26. For to a person who is good in his sight, he has given wisdom and knowledge and joy, while to the sinner he has given the task of gathering and collecting so that he may give to one who is good in God's sight. This too is vanity and striving after wind. The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 14. Behold, my servants will shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you will cry out with a heavy heart, and you will wail with a broken spirit. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 14. Then you shall see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass. And the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but he will be indignant towards his enemies. Indignant towards his enemies. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 20 through 24. Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born to the world. Therefore, you too have grieved now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. We have promised joy, okay? We have promised joy, fullness of joy, joy and happiness, joy as a fruit of the Spirit, peace and comfort. You know, that heaven-like joy. We will rejoice in our salvation. All right, let's be more into our joyfulness, okay? We have promised joy, and we have to embrace it, okay? God wants us to be more happy and upbeat and more better handling things, you know? Not let those negative emotions or mood swings get us down, all right? So there you have it, people. Those are the scriptures when it comes to promised joy and many other scriptures as well, but those are the ones for now. So what I would love to do as we close out is give all the glory to the Most High of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the Son who also died for our sins, and go from there, okay? So here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, Ahayashai, Mahamashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, our righteousness. Lord of all, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, man from heaven, man of sorrows, mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine, the truth, the way, the true vine, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome creator and praise his son who died for our sins as well. That's very beautiful. Awesome. So there you have it, people. All right. The Most High will restore our joy. He will bring back our happiness. He will give us that joy from the Spirit as a fruit of the Spirit. He will make us smile again. He will make us happy again. He will make us laugh again, okay? Through all the crazy stuff going on, all his prophecy being fulfilled, God will still give his people that joy. God always wants his people to be joyful because we are his children, all right? And a parent doesn't want to see a sad child. So the Heavenly Father does not want to see his children on earth being sad and miserable, okay? We will go through different situations and scenarios and battles, but here we are. We are still firm. We are still strong. We are still living. We are still working. We are still here, okay? The enemy cannot take your joy away, all right? He cannot steal your joy, man. Keep that joy. Keep that happiness, all right? So there's that, people. God will restore your joy. You have promised joy. Always remember that. So that's that. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized and you start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you get your joy back restored, fully affirmed, assured. All right. You will smile again. You will laugh again. All right. God will make you happy again. Too many people have been too depressed and sad for way too long. God wants to shrug that off. God wants you to stop making you feel all sad and depressed. He wants to get that out of you. He wants you to stop going through the motions. He wants you to live with more energy and light and more upbeat, okay? So real talk, y'all. Let's get our joy back. Let's get it restored. Let's have fun. Let's live full, okay? Live a full life. Let's be more adventurous. Let's get more of our comfort zone. Let's get out of our own way. And let's surround ourselves around more joy and happiness as well. All right? Let's live a real life out here, okay? So get your joy back, people. The Most High will give it to you back. So, well, I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.